Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. We're coming up on Good Friday. Today is Holy Thursday. And it's when the atheists get sick. All this Christianity. And of course, they've just been whipped by Passover. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to talk a little business. How's business by you? Two guys go to work in a big building, and they're going up in the elevator, and one guy goes, "How's business by you?" He says, "Okay." So they both get to their respective offices, and they both jump out the window. And as they pass each other on the way down, one guy says, "So how's business by you?" He says, "It's okay." Yeah. Well, it looks like the economy is doing good according to Wall Street, but not by Main Street. The economy is doing good, and we're up. What are we going for? $1,500 in gold, $47 in silver. Oil is $111, and I just gassed up my car, and it was $4.25 a gallon. And when the guy handed me the receipt, he said, "Don't look at it." Everybody's getting sick today. Yeah, you got to, after you get your gas receipt, you got to go to the doctor and get a prescription. American business is taking a terrible beating. A small business guy is definitely taking a beating, and I'm going to tell you why. I got if you're a car buff. If you were around at the time of the classic cars, the muscle cars, you'll see how everything changed from the World War II generation that could fix anything to the useless of a generation that has no idea how to change a light bulb in a car. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Sick, sick, sick and sad. We are now the useless of A. But at that time, at the time of the golden era of the, like when Mike Savage says, the chrome was heavy, and the girls were built like Cadillacs. At that time, guys could create things and fix things, and a lot of people were mechanically inclined. And America, there were four cars out there: Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, and American Motors. They were all made in the USA. Somebody tried to bring in Volkswagens, and they were a hit among the cheap people. Yeah, the economically restrained, self-restrained people. But up until that time, America was had a love affair with big cars. And the big cars had their problems. They used to, when you went out on a weekend trip, all the cars, you could see them on the side of the road with the radiators overheating. And the Japanese came and made notes and improve the American car after we taught them how to build cars, because when before World War II and right after World War II, they had rice burners. They actually burned, I think, rice paper in to create the fuel. And we may be going back to that if Obama gets his way. And I got to tell you something about Obama. He's the first president that hates the South. And I just did a stat check on the number of blacks living in the South. 50% of all blacks in the United States live in the Southland, and it's up because blacks from the North are moving back South. They can't take it. They can't take the North. There's too much crime. Yeah. They want the old sheriff to be in charge because they know that there's less crime in the Southland. And there's more job opportunities in the Southland. But Obama hates both anybody that's from the South. And you want an example? He shut down the entire Gulf Coast, and he exported oil drilling to Brazil. And went down to Brazil for the grand opening of the rigs that he shipped out of Mississippi and Louisiana. He's a wonderful man. And you know what? And I don't blame his black side. I blame his white side. That's his evil white side that's doing that. And all his handlers are white. He's not being handled by a black man. He's being handled by all white guys. And you think about that. And he does hate the South. And the South just took a big licking with tornadoes, and he didn't even blink an eye. He didn't go down there and pull a Jesse Jackson. Or a, what's that mayor's name that said New Orleans was going to be all chocolate and he wouldn't let any vanilla fudge in town? Remember that mayor that let everybody drown and then he blamed it on Bush? Yeah, he was there. He had his life jacket on. Yeah, but anyway, so let me tell you about the automotive industry. The automotive industry was all made in the USA. When I first began my career in the automotive industry, and I worked the counter in a parts store, and a guy had come in and asked for a bearing. If it wasn't made in the USA, he was going to install it in you. He would throw it back on the counter and say, don't give me this Jap crap. And now today, that's all you can get. You can't get an American bearing. The high performance industry was all American. And all of the race cars at the tracks all had American auto parts advertising on them. Now they got cereal, they got soap, because cereal pays more and soap pays more. And the industry got moved up and was cannibalized. The high-performance industry was American-owned. Made in USA was the trademark. Manufacturers began in garages. August Schrader invented the tire valve after he opened his shop around 1860 in New York City. He began making valves for divers' helmets And when the automobile came on the scene, every car and truck in the world had August Schrader's tire valves in them. And today those tire valves are made in China. We don't even make a lousy tire valve. Why would our government and its meddlesome agencies protect a business that they don't understand and can't run? The biggest business, they're always talking about, we got to go after big business. The biggest business that you can go after today, the number one big business in the USA, is a bloated, inefficient government at all levels. When the percentage of government employees who do not make a profit outnumber the percentage of employees who do, we have a communist state. Call it what you want, dress it up any way you want, but the truth is we are now the USSA. In the 1960s, one out of five Americans was employed in some way by the automotive industry. They used to say, as GM goes, so goes the country. Well, GM just went. The largest item coming off the assembly line today is a government prop. You think about that. And by the way, two volts caught fire. Yeah. So I did a blog the other day, for sale, used Chevy Volt. You know you need 12 volts to turn the engine over? Unbelievable. So SEMA, which is a specialty equipment manufacturers association, has a show in Las Vegas every November. And they bring the latest state-of-the-art high-performance accessories, and they display them there. And every company... There used to be a lot of companies from Elkhart, Indiana that had booths there. I'll bet you there's probably, if there's one, that's a lot. And all those companies, those small companies, are all out of business. All those corporations that the communists hate. The corporations. Yeah. The mom and pops who incorporated so they couldn't lose their house. Anyway, so... I got this list of all of the new exhibitors that are going to be attending the All-American SEMA Show this year. And I'll just give you a few names. Changsao, a T&D International Trading Company. China FAW Group Import Export Corporation. China Most International LTD. Chongqing Eco Import and Export Company LTD. Oh, here's one. Ferreira Racing Components, First Air, Felpro, Fujian Minpim Electronic, Fujian Shenlike Aluminum Industry, Full Road Rubber Company LTD, that's probably Chinese or Korean, Great International Holdings, whatever that means, Yidi Electric Technology, Hangzhou Changxi Parts, Hangzhou Hamilton Tire Valves, there's Schrader's Tire Valves, Hilitech, Hong Kong Trade and Development Council, Hua Feng, a steel forging works company, Indo-US Mimtech, Jiangsu Rangmai Wheel Company, Jingying, Premier Auto Parts, Jing Dezen, Tanfin Electrical Company, JRI Shocks, LLC. Here's what, Lingenfelter Performance Engineering, Lumente International Corporation, Manatech Electronics, Mare Nanotech, Optic Research Machinery and Tooling, Pearlway Company LTD, Jingdao Milestone Tires, Jingdao Poplar Tire, Jingdao Victor Tire Importers and Exporters, Rupees SPA, Zhangdang Hengyu Rubber Company, Shandong, Hansheng Rubber Company, Shandong, Wulan Industry, Shandong, Transtone Tire Company, Shanghai, Cartico Industry Company, Shenzhen, Road Rover Technology, Snappin' Turtle, Performance, Sumaki Industrial Company, Taiwan Borchon Enterprise, Terralux, Chin Chin Top Tire Company, Tsunami Compressed Air, and that's it. That's the list. At least half are Chinese companies that will be at that show that are all new. Read them and weep. How sad. How sad. Okay, hang in there. I'll give you a tune.
Christian holidays mixed up. And let me just get back to where I was here. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. Okay, so I'm going to play for you now Palm Sunday.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It is Palm Sunday. It's Sunday night, 8:36 p.m., and I'm just going to do a brain dump and tell you what's on my mind. And what I see, and what worries me. And if I'm worried, you should be worried, because I'm a what-me-worried guy. I don't like what I see in the economy. I don't like what I see happening to the expenses of running the country. I see that the minority, the working minority, is outweighed by the welfare majority. And when I say welfare, I'm including government employees who, many of whom deserve the jobs that they have and contribute to the success of the nation. But we got too many leeches. And we got too many union goons who are tools of the Communist Party in North America. And we are 51% communist already in this country. Only 49% are still Americans. And not only that, but 45% are working in the nation, and 55% are not working. And if you ever want to see your government wasting away, go to 26 Federal Plaza and just watch what comes off the elevators and see who's working and who's not working. And tonight the big scandal is everybody's asleep at the control towers and airports. And that's the entire nation. I think that all of those control tower operators, air controllers, should be transferred to the CYA, and at least there they can get a good rest. The thing I see for the future generation, I really feel sorry for the future generation, and I spelled it out in one of my blogs. I bought my first home and only home in 1964. And I paid $27,500 for it, and everybody told me I paid too much money. And I paid 7.25% interest, and everybody said I paid the higher interest rates, and I should have waited till the interest rates came down. But I was busy making babies, and I had to make sure everybody had a roof over their head, and I wasn't waiting. Time and tide wait for no man. And every year, as I was working my butt off, my home appreciated. To the point that at the height of the real estate market, it was worth $950,000. That's a nice return on investment, and that's one man's pension plan and reward for sticking to his guns. I have three family members, all of whom own homes underwater. And they're only in them like 5-6 years. They will never see what I saw based on what's happening already. And I hear by listening to the talk show experts that the real estate market could take a double a dip hit. Okay? In other words, the first hit has come, and now there's a second one waiting in the wings. I see gold at almost $1,500 an ounce, and silver almost at $47 an ounce. I heard a guy tell me that his company, who's in the battery business, every time lead goes up a penny, $1 million comes off his bottom line. That is not good. And I turn on the TV the other day and I see that 90,000 Canadians have moved into Arizona. And they're buying distressed homes. Bargain homes, because apparently the Canadian dollar is now worth more than the American dollar, which never was. And the price of homes is a bargain. So, we're in trouble. I see a military who is complaining that they're overstretched. I see a higher suicide rate among reserve troopers than ever before. I see the American working family under a lot of pressure when it takes three jobs to run one household. And that is too much a pressure for a family to endure. I see couples breaking up because the wife is earning the money and the male refuses to go to work. And I see more and more of that. Of course, the divorce rate is through the roof. And that doesn't count hookups that split up. That's legal divorce. And probably for every legal divorce, there's two illegal divorces or unregistered marriages that break up. So it's very sad. The nation is in a sad state of affairs. I grew up at a time where there were no gates and no burglar alarms, and the only burglar alarm was in a bank. And people didn't disappear and turn up on Long Island beaches in burlap bags. Only the mob did hits. And we have more crazies today, and 40,000 Mexicans have given their lives to support America's marijuana habit. And that's not right. And that border should be closed from sea to shining sea. That border should be sealed better than a Folgers coffee jar. We're in trouble. And the worst part is that we have no decent politicians. If the Republican Party was to go up against the pretender to the throne, the illegal alien from another planet, Barack Obama, and his czars, the Republican Party could not beat him, because nobody's going to vote for the wimps that they're putting up there. And right now, Donald Trump has a lead over all competitors. And Donald Trump is questionable. But if he proves Obama is not an American citizen, we're all in trouble, because we won't do anything about it. And that'll show you how easy it is to push the United States around. And I heard a talk show host tonight, Mancow, say that if it turns out that Obama is not an American citizen and he is impeached, the cities will burn. Well, don't you think that the communists knew that when they put Obama up? Don't you think that they knew that that was the guarantee that Obama would not be impeached, because America would be afraid that we would have watts throughout the land? Well, I got to tell you, if that's how America thinks, America doesn't have a chance. We got to do what's right, and we got to take the consequences. And the people, if it turns out that Obama is a citizen of Kenya, was born in Kenya, and you know that his party knew it and they covered it up. And everyone that had common knowledge of that fact should go to jail. Should go to jail. And if we're going to have cities burn, a lot of Democrats are going to be in jail. I don't like the candidates that the Republican Party has put up there. And I've submitted my own list of candidates, which I'll read to you later on. But I just wanted to get a few thoughts out there. And we're in real trouble. And I hear tonight that they want to make teaching homosexuality in California. They want to make it a part of the curriculum of American boys and girls. And I also hear tonight that in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I picked this up on Mancow, that 10-year-olds have gonorrhea and are now being mailed condoms. And there was one other stat I heard today. It was the porn industry, and one porn star has AIDS, and he has infected 26 men and women. So, or he's had relations with 26 men and women, and they won't give the names. The porn industry won't give the names of who he had sex with. How's that? We're in trouble. We've become a decadent nation. We make the Romans, the ancient Romans, blush. And Nicolas Cage has got arrested for abusing his wife and being mean to the Mr. Policeman. You got, what's his name, having a meltdown. K- Catherine Zeta-Jones. You've got Charlie Sheen having a meltdown. All these false Hollywood idols who are very rich. And it turns out that I hear tonight that Nicolas Cage made $50 million last year and he's broke. Isn't he part of big business? Is he on the target list of the Democrat Party that wants more from the rich? And more, I'm in favor of taxing the rich more. And I'll tell you why. Because the middle class is going to get wiped out. And I just want to be sure that when we go after the rich, we go after the Democratic rich as well as the Republican rich. And if they can afford to pay more, it would be nice to have it, you know? One less Rolls Royce and you throw a little money to help pay the debt of the government. And it's time to start closing some agencies. It's time to eliminate waste. I don't say put a guy out on the street with no job, but I say don't replace him and convince him to retire early. And I would get rid of a few agencies, and I definitely would hold everybody accountable, and I would not be paying not to grow crops. So if congressmen and senators are going to Washington to bring home pork, let them each go home with a pound of bacon, and that's it. And it should be one term of office for every politician, and that's all they get. Because being a politician should be a vocation. And with vocations, you get to serve your God and country. And you don't need a pension plan for one term. And I put an end to all that happy horse crap. There would be no lobby in Washington except in a hotel. And the one man, one vote rule would apply. And also add $1 to that for champagne contributions. And that would be the largest amount that any American individual or corporation could pony up to elect a misfit. One term of office, one vote, one man, $1. And that's it. The party's over. Welcome to the party's over party. We'll break for a tune. And one thing I would make it my life's work to do would be to put an end to Hollywood's plans of destruction for the Catholic Church. I am tired of watching every one of... There's two subliminal messages in every movie. One is to get Christ, and the other is to sell drugs. These are two subliminal messages that are in every movie. And we've got too many pigs in a blanket, and I would definitely bring back a censorship board. And I would use a Fiorello LaGuardia's guidelines.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar. Brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Tanto miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia.
If you're Catholic and you're not on the Cardinal Newman Society mailing list, you have to get on it. And they'll tell you what's wrong with the Catholic Church and colleges today. And they are really on the side of the Catholic religion. And they got my vote and money. And the other one that I support is the Thomas More Law Center, and they defend Catholics and they defend GIs. And once again, they are on the side of Christ. And they're another outfit that gets my love, affection, and money. Hang in there. And the other one is Priests for Life. It's a one-man band. The priest's name is Father Pavone. He's only a father. He won't get a promotion. And he is the only one that stands up for the unborn in the United States. There are other people. Concerned Women for America is another great organization. But we have to start pushing the people who do good to compete against the people who do evil. And Father Pavone stands alone, and he works on a shoestring. And he could use a little help. He's the one that showed up to try and save Terry Schiavo. He's the one that went to Canada to rescue the baby that was going to be killed by the government. And wherever there is a kid in trouble, you will find Father Pavone.
Or if you're one of the communist educated, you could say, I know all about the Catholic Church. I watch the Borgias. Yeah, hot stuff, right? Or I watch Communist Central. Yeah, unbelievable. Catholic Church is under siege, and Catholics got to come together. It's not enough to show up on Sundays and say a prayer. We've got to help promote the teachings of Jesus Christ. And I'm not a religious guy, but I know when we're being... I don't want to say the word. I'll just say we're being put down. There is a war in the United States. And I remember Pat Buchanan saying, there is a war for the soul of the United States. And everybody went, oh, he's a radical. But those words are truer today than they were when he said them. There is a war for the soul of the United States. You have no idea. I have no idea how effed we are. I have no idea. And every day I'm shocked more and more. And it takes a lot to shock me. And here's one thing that shocks me. We're going to switch from religion to health insurance. Coming out of church, a woman recognizes my wife. Hang in there. Let's see if we can. So, coming out of church, a woman recognizes my wife. My wife is an RN. This woman is a retired LPN. And she says to my wife, what kind of supplemental insurance do you have? And my wife says, I'm looking at ARP. And I got to tell you something. The consensus of opinion, ARP has the best coverage. But I don't like ARP. ARP is a left-wing user of the good intentions of good people. But as of right now, there's nobody that's standing up to ARP. I wish somebody like Geico would get involved in the supplemental insurance business. And this is what this woman said. She's been a nurse for 25 years. She says, I really don't understand the benefits of this supplemental insurance. She says, I picked Plan F. But I don't think, saying to my wife, but I don't think you need Plan F. I think I'm paying too much for my supplemental. And I said to myself, now these are women that every day see all the problems that the health industry has, and they don't know what supplemental plan to have so that they don't get their livelihood hijacked, their reduced incomes hijacked. And I said, if they don't know, who does? You think some politician knows? They all talk about, yeah, we're going to cut Medicaid. They don't have no idea what they're talking about, these guys. They have no idea. Look what they did on this health care plan. They pushed through 2,700 pages of gobbledygook. And then they said, we'll figure it out after it's law. What kind of an operation is that? Could you build a ship that way? Well, we'll put the bow in the back, and we'll figure it out after it's put together. Yeah, come on, give me a break. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. The so-called experts are not experts. As a matter of fact, they should get the air controllers award because they're all asleep at the wheel. So hang in there, and I'll give you a few more thoughts for today. The Republican lineup to oppose the Obama administration for the next election is pathetic. Have you seen the new head of the RNC? His name is Priebus. It sounds like he's out of... I'm waiting to see a guy in a toga. I mean, come on. What happened to John Smith? Willie Brown? Give me a break. And they're going to go up against the slick Democrats who lie at every... If they had to take a lie detector test, that needle would be all the way over to the extreme left. Unbelievable. It's terrible. It is really terrible. So they have no Republicans have nobody. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you something. Donald Trump is starting to look good. At least he'll be a maverick. Like Obama was supposed to be a maverick. Yeah, he was a maverick, all right. Yeah, and George Soros was his sidekick. Yeah, the Mavericks. Imagine a finance guy who came from Hungary and hates this country is advising the president of the United States. Yeah. And the czars. Have you met any of the czars? Do you know what they do? Do you know their background? Can they pass a drug test? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And it all goes back to the bad habits of the American people, which is to elect a piñata and then blame them for 4 years. And that's how the American public thinks, and that's how they act. And then we get the results of our misgivings. And you got a guy like Obama in the White House. And you know what Obama's going to do? He's going to see to it no other black ever gets elected. Because everybody's going to be saying, what do you want, another Obama? I guarantee you that's going to be the scuttlebutt when people start talking about other black candidates. They're going to compare the next black candidate to Obama, and it's going to be a turnoff. We got the only president that hates his own country. How's that? And you know what that's a result of? I don't blame Obama. I blame that on his education. That's Harvard and wherever else, and Oxford. Harvard and Oxford and taught Obama how to hate his country. And then anytime I hear them introducing somebody and they say he's a Harvard graduate, I run to get my Jane Fonda spittoon. The hock tui. I'll give you a tune.
Someday you should want to return. Please hurry back. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should find your return, please hurry back and relate the new start. But till then, you're breaking my heart.
I picked that tune because a lot of marriages aren't working out, and divorce is too easy. When I grew up, the only people that could get a divorce were Hollywood actors and actresses, and they had to go to Mexico to get a divorce. A divorce was absolutely almost impossible to get. And a lot of people say, oh, how could that be? How could you live with somebody that you hate your whole life? Well, maybe those people were smart enough to make sure, knowing that there was only one shot at the brass ring on the merry-go-round, that they scrutinized their mate for life. But if you ever go to one of these PBS of 50 shows, or turn them on and watch it on TV, or go to a concert, and you see the 50s generation, and you look in the audience, they're all couples, and they're all gray. And they've been together a long time, and they're dancing to tunes that they danced to when they were teenagers. So ask yourself, how come? Drugs is a big problem. Drugs leads to a lot of divorce. You know, a wife wants to see her husband getting arrested for the third time. And that's why they want to legalize it. See, once the majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. And you want to know something? It's already happened. How can we kill 1,200,000 kids a year and not recognize them as children? That's the worst offense. Not the fact that you murdered them, but that you refuse to call them children. You call them anything but children. Tissue, fetus. I say Freddy the fetus. Give them names. See, maybe it'll make it harder. Maybe you'll save one life. How's it like to get to heaven and God said, you were from the USA? You kill 1,200,000 people a year. What did you do to stop it? I saved one. Well, that's more than most people. All right. So the tune was, you're breaking my heart because you're leaving. We got to go back to love, my friends. We got to go back to true love and dedication. Especially today, because there's a lot of pressures under the family. The earning pressure is tremendous. I mean, let's face it, if you don't have two jobs, you do not have a profitable income. And that's two jobs with two people working. And actually, a lot of people are working three jobs. And a lot of women are no longer raising their children. They're being raised by daycare centers. And maybe they should start naming the kids after daycare centers. Yeah. A woman's role is to raise a child. And I read one time that when a woman gives birth, that a hormone kicks in that makes her more protective of that child than normal, than she normally would. And I say to myself, maybe instead of having an abortion, maybe we should wait till that hormone kicks in and then let that woman make the call. And I don't blame any woman that had an abortion. I blame the people who created the atmosphere. So it's time to go back naming your kids after saints instead of train stations and asteroid results. Yeah. It's don't name your daughter Chastity. You're inviting too much a temptation. Yeah. You're inviting too many scorekeepers.
Hang in there. We'll give you the last lap. We may go over the show time, but I think it still records, so we're going to do USSA. Here we go.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and welcome to the United Soviet States of America, the USSA, brought to you by the Grey Poupon Democrat Communist Party. The first shocker we all have to face is that 51% of the country votes communist. The second shocker is that 49% pay no taxes. I just read a blog about one woman on welfare with 24 kids, times $800 a month each, tax-free. She is not even a mansion schooling them. Obama is trying to beat Clinton's $167 million in government office. He's got a little starter kit. He's up to $1.5 million. He can do it, though, if he plays his race cards right. When you hear a millionaire president who never had a job say the rich are the problem, strike up the Tsar's band and play the Internationale. I say repeatedly this country is more divided today than in the Civil War. If you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, and read the epilogue of The Four Horsemen, you will see that all 45 goals of the Communist Party listed in 1963 by the Communists have been achieved. Once innocent people have their weapons seized, the takeover will be complete. One word of caution to Communists, especially brainwashed students who think they're going to get their student loans forgiven. When the revolution is over and you have won, you will have less than you started with, and the communists on top will have everything. When you try to exercise your freedom of speech, which you gave away, you will be made to stand over an open drain, and as your superior dispatches you with a .22 forever. Case in point, the communist infiltration of unions that results in the communist infiltration of Boeing. The stockholders of Boeing and the executives who run the company are now hostages without a vote. Communist judges will rule that the free enterprise system begins in the state, belongs to the state, but not South Carolina. Never forget the number one goal of international internal communism is to render the United States helpless. As sure as Mao Zedong ordered poppies grown in 1928, knowing that one day, one out of five Americans would be a drug addict. Going back to Boeing, I am reminded about the great philosophy of one 33-year-old man who after 2,000 years reaches billions. His parable of the employer who hires workers early in the day for an agreed-to wage, and then midday he hired more workers and paid them the same wage, and later the same day, he again hired workers and also paid them the same wage. When the full-time workers complained, he told them, "You took the deal, and no one tells me how to spend my money." He said it nicer. The president, who has divided a country that elected him hoping he would bring us together, is using the number one rule in the Lenin-Trotsky playbook. Create class warfare and subdue the winner. When the voting dust settles, win or lose your draws, the country will have either saved itself from destruction or fallen for good. We cannot endure four more years of this guy after the two that we're about to endure. Communism is here and in charge. You might as well send the House and Senate home because Obama has his own Duma. This semi-black man has all white handlers. Those handlers knew when they elected him he had no American pedigree papers. Anyone who had knowledge of that hoax must do hard jail time, and the message should be don't try it again. If it turns out to be true, that will have been the finest example of race card subjugation ever played. Hopefully that game will be trumped. Plus, the money changers, as I call them, the lobbyists, driven from the temple. I long to hear the words, "I'm not going into politics because there's no money in it anymore." This issue is not that the rich must pay for the poor. The communist issue always has been the hardworking must pay for the lazy. United Americans will always pay for the poor. There are two kids on my refrigerator door from a South American country who receive alms from a good Christian woman, who never takes the last of anything, be it milk or money. The black arts media has driven a wooden cross stake into all our hearts. They lead by example. That is why there is no God in Pornowood, only the false idol, Oscar. I saw a communist talking points Democrat on Fox Business today saying big corporations must be pillaged for the sake of the lazy people. She said poor people, but we know what she meant. She even listed GE with Exxon. Yet at Obama's banquet table sits Jeffrey, no tax for GE Inmelt, while Lazarus still sits at the door begging for water. In Obama's Bible story, the good communist Samaritan robs the victim once again as soon as he gets back on his own 2 feet. Yes, the stock market is going up, no thanks to investments overseas. 11 million Mexicans are waiting to jump the border, asking for political asylum from a drunk lord government. We are storming Libya without being asked. We are ignoring the cries of Iranians, Syrians, and Sudanese because we were ordered to do so, comrade. We nearly lost tiny Bahrain to Iran. Bahrain, the friendliest country in the Middle East, and an enemy of no one but Iran and the Democrat Party, who has its headquarters in Damascus. And I have pictures to prove it. The party of death by communism. More and more every day you will hear the people say the words communist. I already hear it. And I've already heard 2 talk show hosts in one day call us the USSA. But I called it first. The time has come to fish or cut bait. Admit that the party of death gets you into war and leaves you to die on the battlefield. And if you don't believe me, go to Washington and read 58,000 names. This party votes as a bloc to burn the American flag, votes as a bloc and not to give anesthesia to full-term fetuses being drawn and quartered as ordered by the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court that hangs by a thread of one vote for freedom. For every American who loses a profit-making job, 2 communists will be given a government job. If you really want to go after big business, go after big government. At all levels, the state and the city follow the example of the Fed. The reason the profiteer, and vice versa, the reason the profiteer is a threat is he is too independent and must be watched. The 2 government employees will keep the communists in power. Tonight, 10 communist Democrats, are in China auctioning off what remains of the broken-down, underwater USA. Did they go there to sign a human rights treaty? Are they giving them new missile technology? Did they go there to sign a human rights treaty? The Chinese answer back will be, "Who are you to tell us who we can kill and cannot kill? You have murdered more taxpayers in 6 years than Hitler did in the same time frame." The name fetus still means child. Nice try. My friends, these are the times to try men's souls, those of us who still have them. If you don't stand up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness now, you will be trampled underfoot later, and not too much later. Don't you long to hear the Star Spangled Banner and see our flag once a day on TV? To remind us who we are and that we still have a fighting chance. When is Obama going to get Osama? Every day the communists ask Bush that question. Now, it's when is Mr. Taffy going to get Gaddafi, where one tent bomb would have shut him down for 20 years. Syria is the show that where we should go. Syria is the one who delivers IEDs into Iraq and blows the legs, arms, eyes, and lips off of American soldiers and Iraqi children and parents. Syria is the problem, but that's DNC headquarters. Nancy Pelosi, Dennis Kucinich, Bill Nelson, Jimmy Carter have all sat around the same Ottoman table in Bashar al-Assad's office and have given something of America away to Bashar, who is a person of interest in the murder of Prime Minister Hariri of Lebanon. Syria is the problem, and Iran, and the Sudan. The Sudan is a sad one. I didn't realize it. I thought it was Muslims killing Christians. It's not. It's Arab Muslims killing black Muslims. That's more horrific to me. Because I always thought that all Muslims were one. But it's easy to fool an American. Today is Roy Orbison's 75th birthday. He has given us many good songs and sad songs. So I'm going to find a song and play it in tribute to Happy Birthday, Roy. I played this Roy Orbison tune the night that Bush beat Gore.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, and falling stars that seem to cry.
All that